Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yesterday, distressing news coming out as the news about Shedeur Sanders getting a speeding ticket. Speeding tickets, have you had one, Daryl? Just
a few. A
yes or no. Okay. I also have had a couple. I had two in one day.
I've had two within 6 months and had to go see a judge.
I got caught twice doing 41 miles an hour. I got two tickets in the same day for doing 41.
I was plus 14 and plus 17.
So people break the speed limit. However, Shedeur getting cited for going 101 miles per hour on Interstate 71. Okay, he's a young guy, Daryl. He has money. He's had money. He has expensive vehicles. He has fast vehicles. I get that. You get that. He doesn't need a lecture from us. We're not going to give him a lecture. What we do know is that that's dangerous. And it's not the way to endear yourself to your new team in the situation that he's in right now. First and foremost, and let's, without question, we all know there's no need to harp on it. Driving that quickly is dangerous, not only for yourself, but for others. And, you know, you want to take yourself out, fine. Don't take anybody else with you. But slow down, okay? Enough said. You don't drive 101 miles an hour. You just don't do it.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to throw stones at the same glass house I've lived in. I've never gone 100 miles an hour before. I've gotten 80. I've never gone 100.
Nope, neither have I.
I have been on the freeway with folks that I
guarantee were going
100 miles an hour as they flew by me.
Like the dude in the blue Audi sedan who drives on an interstate on the way to Cleveland every day.
And
has blown the doors off of many people, including me.
Yeah, so
weaving in and out of traffic. If you're listening, slow down.
So I posted on X yesterday. There are two things that new Browns players and rookies should be made of in their orientation with the organization, and that is.
And he's in town right now for the rookie orientation program.
Don't speed on Interstate 71 in Strongsville,
because it's been done before and you get caught.
Or I-90 in Westlake, or 480 in North Olmsted, because not only are you going to get caught, but it'll be on the news immediately, just like what happened with Shedeur yesterday.
Don't speed on 77 through Brecksville.
They don't,
they're very good there.
They don't keep it quiet.
Police officers are always out.
I'm not going to sit here and, you know, give you some, you know, from the ivory tower speech about speeding or anything like that.
We all know you shouldn't do it.
100 miles an hour is excessive. I'll say this, Jeff. Football players in general, most of them are adrenaline junkies, okay? And you almost have to be to play that sport.
Good. Go down to Mid-Ohio and rent a car.
Well, this is the point that I was going to make. Is because I'm not into the racing culture thing. Like, I don't watch, you know, Formula One, or I don't watch, I'll watch Daytona, I'll watch the Indy 500. I'm as casual of a racing fan as you will find.
Sometimes you'll see NASCAR on our interstates, though.
Yes.
People drafting behind
you. So is there a place here where these guys can go and do this safely? Like they can hop in a car and go around a track 120 miles an hour and just get that rush and get that out of there. Just, I mean, go ride a roller coaster at Cedar Point or something. Like, because I get it. Like, you need that release. You need that energy or whatever, that feeling of doing it. I totally understand that. But to your point, let's find a way to do it safely here. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there are local speedways. I'm sure you could probably
I'm not going to lie. I would love, like, bucket list, honest to goodness, I would never do it in my automobile on a public highway, but bucket list, I would love to do 120 in a car driving.
Well, good luck to you.
I would love to get on a track behind a wheel and put the pedal to the metal and go one. So I get it, is the point that I'm trying to make, Jeff. I get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you put other people in danger when you do things like that. And you also put yourself in danger when you do things like that. And when you're in the spot that he's in right now as the number four quarterback, and things have been going so well, he's done a lot of great stuff in the community, talking to kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, he had been doing everything right off the field and even on the field and behind the scenes.
Which is not a surprise, because that's everything we've heard about Shador. He's a good guy and is going to do what he's supposed to do.
Right.
We've had these before. Myles Garrett, numerous speeding violations. His accident in Sharon Township was not good. And apparently on record, top speed of 120 miles an hour for Myles. You don't do that on public streets.
I mean, he was actually very lucky to walk away from that accident.
Sure he was. LeBron James on 71. Don't get on 71 in speed. LeBron was clocked at the same speed as Shador, 101 miles an hour, back in 2007.
And remember what he said when he was asked about it?
Yeah, he said,
I'd do it again.
I'd do it again. I said, all I did was speed. I paid the fine. That's not the point. You know, I mean, the point is this. Okay, pay the fine. You can afford to pay the fine. That's great. You get points on your license. You can kill yourself. You can kill someone else. You could flip your car and bust yourself up to the point where you can never play a sport again.
Yeah.
I mean, just be smart, be safe.
Find a racetrack somewhere you can hop in a car and go round and round.
101 is not safe. So be smart, be safe. You mentioned, and you've gone there, you said, as the fourth quarterback, if you're the Browns organization, and you obviously have a history of guys who have been caught speeding at excessive speeds.
Should I go through the Browns Speed Demon Hall of Fame?
I don't think it's funny, but I do think for context purposes, yes. And no, I'm seriously.
I'm not trying to make light of the situation, but also at the same time, I'm not trying to build this up to more than what it is.
Well, it's he got a speeding ticket for excessive speed, really excessive speed. I mean, who hasn't driven 75, 80 miles an hour, if not a little bit more? But who drives 101? Not very many people. It's excessive. But for context, yes. Give me your list.
Well, we have Myles Garrett is...
he's at the top of the heap.
He's at the top of the list. Greg Little's in there.
And again, Myles was clocked at 120. Yeah.
Deshaun got pulled over. Kareem Hunt got pulled over.
Was Deshaun going...
He was up by Sandusky when he got pulled over.
Wasn't going 100.
No, he was close. He was getting there. I think he was looking to go. I don't want to speak for him, but
we remember Kareem's dash cam video.
Yep.
Should have been in the Super Bowl.
Yep. Josh Gordon, multiple times pulled over.
Yeah. And my point for the context is this. How did the organization handle those? Because how should they handle this with Shador? I would think, and you tell me, I would think nothing more than a discussion needs to be had. Like, hey, don't ruin what you have here. Don't ruin your body. Don't kill someone. You know, Henry Ruggs is hoping to play football again. He's up for parole in 14 months. Good luck to you.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't bring back the family, as he said in court yesterday. Doesn't hurt help the family. Their daughter's still gone. just there's so much on the line for these guys.
It's an
and anybody who does that on the road. But you think the Browns should just have a conversation with Shadur?
Yeah,
and leave it at that.
It's an unforced error. That's how I look at it. Right, okay. Self-inflicted wound. A big deal is going to be made of it because he's Shadur Sanders. I mean, he was one of the top stories on ESPN because online and stuff like that. And look, there's, and I think we're balancing. There's two schools of thought here. One is okay, 100 miles an hour is a little excessive. Let's not be doing that.
Miles got two tickets in 24 hours going 100 plus.
Yeah, but also at the same time, have you really driven a car without getting a speeding ticket at some point in your life?
Michael hasn't.
Big Red?
I have not.
Okay, well, we're going to...
Give it time.
I'm knocking on wood right now. We don't want that in the ether here. We don't want to jinx you. I'm very superstitious about that.
My car does have a Michigan plate, and I am driving around in the state of Ohio, though. So yeah, it's probably just a matter of time.
So if the speed limit says 60, you do 60.
Go get them. So they should just talk to him.
Yeah, it's a conversation.
All right.
Be smart out there, kid. That's all. Don't do anything to hurt you that can hurt yourself. Don't do anything to potentially hurt anyone else.
I would think his
dad. We know you're not trying to do that, but there is the possibility that can happen. Let's just be smart about things when you're behind the wheel.
I would think a conversation with his father would be more painful for Shadur than having a conversation with the Browns. Maybe. Cool Ray's in Bedford. Hey, Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I'm going to be honest. I heard the story. I laughed at the story.
Can't laugh at 101, Cool Ray. That's not funny.
It's really not, but I'm going to say, like, when I drive my motorcycle, I'm doing way more than that. On the open road, like, if I don't see no traffic, I get it. I know I'm breaking the law. Stuff
are you
like
on
that.
One of those bullet bikes?
No. I have a three-wheel. I'm a Can-Am guy. So I'm going to be honest with you.
So you're one of those dudes that's flying by me when I'm on 71.
If it's a three-wheeler, probably. But here's the thing, though. It's just the hypocrisy of a lot of things that I look at when it comes to that type of thing, because I'm quite sure you take your wife out to dinner, and the first thing they ask you is, do you want something to drink? And then you go, yes, and then you get behind the wheel of the car.
I get unsweetened iced tea.
But most people get them a drink, and then they get behind the wheel and they drive home. If you're driving on 90, and you see people now, for some reason, they're going three lanes over and then getting off on the freeway instead of, how we were taught to, get into the lane and then getting off. So now it's not even about the speeders. It's about the people that's distracted by other things in their car, on the phones and text messages and digging in their nose and doing all kinds of stupid stuff. So I get he shouldn't be doing that at that later of an hour because of who you are. But let's not try to, 2 weeks, since he got here, we've been hopping and letting Brandon, he's a fifth-round pick. So now we acting like he's the first-round pick.
No, we're not, Cool Ray. Cool Ray, thank you for the phone call.
Well, he is a fifth-round pick. That's kind of why we're harping on it.
Slow down, please. I like you, Cool Ray. Cool Ray is a phenomenal baker, by the way. So, Cool Ray, we need baked goods. You can't get yourself hurt.
Yeah, don't be spooking me on 71. I hate that. When I'm driving on 71 and those bikers are flying by me, scares me to you know what.
216-474-0092. What does this mean from a football standpoint for Shadur Sanders? Anything? We're going to talk about it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shedeur Sanders getting a speeding ticket for excessive speed, 101 miles per hour on the Interstate 71.
Plus 41.
Yeah, plus 41. Stupid. You don't do those things. We all know that. Everything else. Are there football ramifications to this? We'll find out in a minute here. Joe's in Medina. Hey, Joe. Welcome.
Hey, guys. How's it going this morning?
Going very well. Thank you.
Man, so we're pretty quick to go on Shedeur here about doing 101 miles an hour. It's not a good thing. I wouldn't recommend it, but I saw a nice stat on Twitter yesterday. Let's see, December 30th, 2007, a certain LeBron James was also going 101 miles an hour.
We mentioned that.
Yeah, did you listen earlier, Joe? We already brought that up.
I might have been sleeping. Maybe I was in bed a little bit there, but all I got to say is this. The Brownies are probably going to the Super Bowl if you think about it, so we should start planning the parade. I appreciate it, guys. Have a good day.
All right, Joe. Browns are going to a Super Bowl. Maybe they could put the parade on 71. It's a lot of space. They could really have those floats flying.
Get an escort from the Ohio Highway Patrol.
So, D, from a football standpoint, and you already you laid out a bunch of Browns who have had speeding violations. Joe.
Again, not to make light of it, but no. It almost feels like you're not a Cleveland Brown until you get a speeding ticket.
Joe mentioning LeBron, as we mentioned early on, for doing the exact same 101. The Browns in the past, when these things have come up, there have been nothing other than...
Handled internally, have a quick sit down. Hey, let's be careful
even
out
with
there.
Miles, right. who habitually has picked up speeding tickets and almost, got
Miles
hurt.
Suffered a shoulder injury...
Yep.
Which we never really found out the extent of that shoulder injury, other than we'd see the
brace. Pad.
No. The athletic taped it down to give you a little extra support in there. And he played the rest of the season with that injury because he felt he took responsibility for what had happened.
Yeah.
And, he was like, I can't miss time because I did what I did. And so he went out there and played the rest of the year with that injury. I other than just like the sit-down conversation that you and I talked about, hey, let's just be careful out there. Don't put yourself at risk. Don't put your career at risk. Don't put other people at risk. You don't need to be going one-on-one on the freeways here. Take it, we all speed, happens, part of life, but let's just be smart and also let's remember who you are. And so every time you wipe your nose... They're going to make a big deal about
it. Going to be out there. Is the rookie orientation program continuing? Is it another day or two?
Yeah. And that's now.
That'll be a nice topic of conversation.
Well, they used to do an NFL symposium.
Yeah.
I remember like they would bring all of the rookies to Cleveland, to Northeast Ohio, because they do stuff in Canton at the Hall of Fame. They would come up to Berea to do a community event with local youth because I used to cover those things. They'd have a day for the AFC rookies, and then the next day it'd be for the NFC rookies. And it was a great thing that they did. And then the NFL kind of, I think they looked at the dollars and cents involved in pulling that off on an annual basis, and they're like, yeah, we're going to cut that from the budget. And the teams can go ahead and handle their own rookie orientation. We'll just leave that up to them. So... The Browns do have an orientation program. I'm sorry, for rookies. They have it for new players as well. They do things during at the beginning of training camp as well. They do just like any. The NFL is like a corporation, corporate business as well. Just like we in our field, we have training modules. We do. If you work in corporate America, you go through human resource training modules and things like that. The NFL's no different. They do that stuff.
NBA has done the same thing.
Yeah.
They do.
I'm sure Major League Baseball, I'm old enough to remember when they were the Indians actually used to have an entire And they still might. I know they have some schools in like the Dominican and other places down there.
They're baseball academies.
Yeah, baseball academies. Mm-hmm. Thank you. But they used to have like an off-season program at Progressive Field for their Latin players to learn, you know, learn the language, learn the culture here in the States.
Get a feel for it in hopes that you're here one day.
To prepare them for the major leagues. I can't speak if the program is still running it though at that extent, but yeah, in all these leagues, Jeff, they do, you know, I guess for lack of a better word, orientations.
Yeah. After mandatory minicamp, and you have already used the number 4 in describing Shadur in the quarterback hit list. Do you have a feel for how these guys are stacking up after mandatory minicamp, or did they just kind of get their feet wet, learn a little bit of the offense, learn their teammates, run some plays, and training camp starts, and it's even Steven all the way across?
Well, it's hard to get a feel because I think Kevin Stefanski's also messing with us because he knows that's 90% of what we're paying attention to out there.
Well,
who's getting the reps, how many reps they're getting, what order they're getting.
And I mentioned yesterday, Daryl, it's huge nationally.
Yeah.
And not only because of the people involved and Shadur getting tons of hype and Dylan Gabriel, you know, having a terrific college career and Flacco coming off the couch again and Pickett going up, you know, I mean, they're all somewhat interesting stories, but there are really only 3 quarterback jobs that are open in the NFL. Here, Indy, which is kind of boring, Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones. If Anthony Richardson is healthy and he can't beat out Daniel Jones, okay, good luck. And if Daniel Jones was a 6th overall pick, so good luck. And the other one is in New Orleans,
right,
where nobody has a ton of hype.
Be careful what you say about my Saints there, my friend.
No, I like your Saints.
We're terrible.
But you know
I'm not
going to
lie,
I mean,
we're
though.
Terrible.
I mean, is Tyler Shuck going to be really good? I hope so, for his sake, for their sake.
I think he's Brandon Weeden 2.0, but that's just me.
I do too, maybe. There are only 3 jobs that are open, and this one has some real interesting things about it.
But this one has 4 contestants. That's why this is juicy.
And each one is really kind of intriguing. Each one has an interesting story.
Well, you can and you can make the case for each one of them.
Yes, absolutely.
You can make a case for each one of them.
Do you think minicamp slotted these guys in the eyes of the coaching staff in the front office? Or do you think it just got their feet wet and that it's a flat-out competition come the start of training camp?
I don't think the needle's been moved.
Which means what?
My depth chart remains.
Is your depth chart their depth chart?
Well, and that's why I said I have 2 depth charts. I have my depth chart, and then I have what I believe to be the Browns' depth chart.
Spill.
My depth chart is, and this is what I feel it should be. I'm putting myself in Kevin Stefanski
and
Andrew Berry's.
But this season is opener?
This is what I would do.
Okay.
Okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, get a pen.
Joe Flacco is the starter.
Yep.
Shadur Sanders is the backup. Bye-bye Kenny Pickett because you're not getting rid of your 3rd-round pick this year. Andrew Berry, under no circumstances, is going to get rid of Dylan Gabriel. I still don't understand why they made the pick other than he's a great kid, he's a smart kid, he's got a good arm. But Jeff, as I was watching minicamp, there were plays I could not see him behind the line of scrimmage. And the only reason I knew where he was on the field was because everyone else was running with him. So, and I hate to keep playing the hype game, but
it's a factor.
It's going to be a thing until he goes out there and he shows me it's not.
All right, okay? what's the Browns list?
The Browns depth chart, this is what I believe it is. Okay. Kenny Pickett 1, Joe Flacco 2, Dylan Gabriel 3, Shadur Sanders 4.
And the possibility of that getting changed during training camp is what?
Infinite. Because like, I know people want answers. You want answers. I want answers. There are no answers to be had right now. So anything can happen. I could see them keeping all 4 quarterbacks. I could see them doing what essentially comes down to a 2-man quarterback race, which for me, Jeff, that's what I feel this is. I don't even think it's a 4-man competition. I don't think they want to play either one of these rookies.
It's 2 vets and 2 rookies.
Right. Okay. I think it's a 2-man quarterback competition between Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett. And we're protecting the kids. We don't play the kids unless our hand is forced. Okay? Which, as we know, Browns history goes, their hand is always forced, right? Do you honestly think that they wanted to play DeShone Kizer? Do you honestly think they wanted to play Kevin Hogan? Nope, but they did. So,
did they ever?
You know,
they get all the way back. They played Tim Couch.
Well,
and Ty Detmer was
there. They waited a whole three quarters to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It was.
So yes. That's where I believe this is a two-man race. Now, the Browns, they'll tell you absolutely not. All four guys have a shot to win the job. I'm here to tell you, I think it's a two-man race. They're going to pick the veteran that they to start week one against the Bengals in subsequent weeks until the wheels come off the wagon. And then
it's an assumption.
Then they'll come to, well, have you seen the schedule?
Just saying, that's an assumption.
Have you seen the first seven teams on
yes,
the schedule?
Yes, indeed, I have.
I think it's a, you're
still
right.
Still got to play the games.
It's an assumption, but I think it's a pretty good assumption.
Ken's in Westlake. Hi, Ken.
Hi, guys. I don't know if you're still talking about it or not, but I guess it's okay to drive 32 miles over the limit, but not 41. How did his girlfriend not get a ticket?
Who's?
Shador Sanders.
Apparently she was following him or vice versa.
So then you can follow
that's a fine question. You know, I have no idea, Ken. You'd have to talk to the authorities about that.
The thing is, I listened to the citation that was given, and the cop was like, he was apologizing for almost like he was so, it was like, I've never been treated that nice by a cop in my entire life. It was like, it was almost humorous.
It was, I have to do, like, thanks, I have a job to do here. I don't want to do this, but I have to do it because you were going 100. But you know what? I've gotten that. I ended up getting a ticket in Lakewood. I thought the light was still yellow. So I did try and get through it.
Clear the intersection.
And I didn't clear the intersection. The officer was real nice. I said, I thought I cleared the intersection. It was yellow when I went through. And they're like, well, I got the footage. Let me go look. Nope, looked at the footage. It was red when you went through. I'm like, okay.
Nice job, D. Way to go. You know, there's still talk of a stadium in Brook Park. Where do things stand? Because there are some things that might be percolating here. And things also seem to be calming down all at the same time. Man in the Know is sitting right next to me. Daryl Ryder's in for Andy. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.